This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
50 for the high today with lots of sun. We will absolutely take that. We got a message from our girl Olivia, who seems to be in a really tough place right now when it comes to bridesmaids drama.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to happen. Wedding season is coming up.
Yeah. The first weddings are starting here April, May. So
yeah.
It's a swinging. It's a full swinging. I am happy to announce I only have 5 this year, and I'm not in any of them, which is a dream come true.
You know you have too many friends when you're happy to announce you're only in 5 weddings.
No, I'm not in them. I'm just attending.
Still, 5 in a year? The last wedding I went to was 2022? 2021?
I'm just happy because I'm only going to 5 this year. I was in 5 last year.
Yeah, you're making progress.
I know. I really am. So anyways, Olivia reaches out on our Instagram and she's like, guys, I'm flipping. No, I'm crashing out. And I'm like, what's going on, Queen? She's like, I have a friend who's getting married in the fall.
Yeah.
And this past weekend, she got a bunch of us together to ask us to be her bridesmaids. Beautiful, fun, stunning, iconic. She said it was a fun experience for me since I've never been a bridesmaid before. But of course, there's drama. There's always drama. Our mutual friend did not get asked, even though the bride and her have talked about being in each other's weddings for many years now. The three of us are best friends from high school, and now I'm in such a spot. Because I do understand why she's upset, of course. But again, on the same token, I've never planned a wedding before, and I can only imagine how stressful that can be. I get that things change, but feelings are hurt. And again, it's not about my one friend who's not in it. But how do I validate her feelings while also brushing it off to say it's not that big of a deal? Any help is appreciated. Sorry for the drama, Olivia.
585-252-9800. Were you, as a guy, not invited to be a groomsman in a good buddy's wedding? Were you hurt by this? Call us and tell us.
I mean, it's an interesting question. Shut up. Both of you, shut up. You're so annoying. Literally.
No, we want to help our girl
because
Olivia out here. We do.
Joe's like 7, so he's never been to a wedding.
Not you employing a minor.
No, it's so funny. Every time we talk to Joe, his age changes rapidly. Like this morning I called him 72. Now I'm calling him 7. Moose thinks he's 30. I don't know. It's super weird. How old are you actually? 25?
26. 25?
25. Whatever. Still 25.
Moose keeps trying to
When's your birthday?
Year? September.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
So you've never been in a wedding?
I have.
Oh.
I've been in multiple weddings.
Oh, really? You have?
See, this is the thing about Joe. He's 25, but he acts like he's 42 because he's like, I've been to 3 colleges. I've been to 17 weddings. I'm like...
He lives with 17 dudes.
Right.
You know, but you do have, for your age, I would say a good amount of life experience.
Yeah.
For your age, which is great.
So you've been in a lot of weddings.
Been in 4.
Not that Olivia, who wrote in, cares what you think, but what would your advice be to her?
Oof. Yeah, I don't know on that one.
He goes, I'm stumped. I'm absolutely stumped. I think the thing about it is like, I've been in this situation before where, like,
I know you
I've
have.
Been on both sides. So I've been the one not asked, not me doing actual cartwheels because I'm so excited I don't have to spend money on that. And I've also been the person who was in the wedding and somebody else didn't get asked. It was a whole rigmarole. And now you're put in the middle. And it's hard to be like, just talk to her, because obviously it's her choice. It's her decision. And it's one of those things where it's like, even if you did talk to her and she caved or like just gave in and was like, okay, fine, just be in the wedding. I don't want to be. Now it's just, it's disingenuous.
Why would you want to do that? Listen, not everybody, people have their reasons for not inviting you to things or not making you a part of their special day. You're not going to be a part of everything. You're not going to be invited to everything. And I know it stings, but sometimes you just got to be like, okay, cool. And then write it down in the little black book. So next time they have an event, you go back, you open that book and say, okay, you're not invited to my birthday coming up in July.
You are so toxic. No, you're so toxic. I think that a lot of women specifically use these big events such as weddings and bridal showers and titles and babies and all this stuff, these titles of bridesmaids or godmother or whatever the case may be, as like a metric system of how close they really are with the person. And I don't know if that's always the case, right? Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
But I understand where you could be hurt. I think what you need to do is take everything with a grain of salt and realize it's not that serious. And if anything, let it sting, sit in those emotions for 1 minute, and then be on your way and think to yourself, oh my God, I'm saving $800 to $1,200. That's amazing. Spin it. We have a lot of people texting in right
now.
Well,
I'll tell you what, if Olivia was truly a good friend, she'd pull out of the wedding too.
Shut up.
I'm just
saying. That's a horrible take.
I'm trying. I'm thinking outside the box here. You know, because it.
That's way outside the box.
That's not even in the truck. No, fully.
Little disclaimer here: if you message in and ask for help, you're not just getting her advice; you're getting mine too. Okay?
And it's not always great. It's not always great. I'll say it. I'll say it for what it is. Okay, can I get to some of these texts here? I had a high school best friend who invited all of us (parentheses the entire friend group) to be in her wedding, then messaged us all saying she actually decided we weren't Christian enough (parentheses I am not straight) to be in her wedding. Mm-hmm. We are not friends anymore.
Got it.
That's so tough.
That is tough.
Not the gay girl getting kicked out because she's homophobic. This person, as someone who's currently planning a wedding, I had a friend who I've been close with since high school. But when choosing bridesmaids, I just knew she wouldn't be able to help with things that I needed done because that's just not her skill set. Love her, though. I guess that's also the case. Mm-hmm. You have to look at these bridesmaids as more than just someone who's standing up with you. You have to look at these bridesmaids who's planning my bachelorette, who's setting up my shower, who's going to be there for me on my day when I need help with my veil.
You know what's crazy about all of this? Because my brothers, I was in their weddings. Mm-hmm. Some of the guys that stood up with them, they no longer speak. And some of these ladies, you will no longer be friends with in the future. It's fun and it's special during the day you get married, but there's no telling on whether or not you're going to be a part of this person's life forever. So don't take it too personally. Because you may never speak to them again after they get married.
Right.
It's true.
I think for me, like, I'm not getting married anytime soon. Well, hopefully, but you know what I mean. Not within the next year or so. I don't think I'll have bridesmaids. Yeah. I really don't. Like,
I have too many friends.
It's too much drama.
Nobody wants
to. They help me anyways, so who cares?
I went to my cousin's wedding. She had 14 on either side.
That's so obnoxious.
14.
That's so obnoxious.
It was stupid. Then we all had to go to the convention center and watch all of them come out at once. I'm like, you know what?
That's just a fashion show at that point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to be saving yourself a headache by not having bridesmaids because you have so many friends. You know there's going to be drama. You're going to have to make cuts, and not everybody's going to make the cut.
No, I'll probably just have a maid of honor, honestly.
I will be your maid of honor. That's fine. All right. Olivia, thank you so much for weighing in. I hope this helped. Come back anytime you need help for anything.
Only if you wear a lavender dress. Anything, you can be my maid of honor.
It's your day.
Okay, perfect.
It's your day. Can intern Joe come?
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
There's a lot of things we allow people to get away with on this show, but bad behavior?
It's just simply not one of them.
It just never will be. It's just not. We're not going to do it. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office said 18-year-old Javonte Webb is now facing charges for a recent chase by the state troopers. He really gave them a run for their money. And this is the same teen involved with multiple car break-ins at Guardian Angels Church in Henrietta that took place on Christmas Eve. During a Christmas midnight mass back in December, deputies say windows were broken. Fruitcake all over the parking lot.
Not the fruitcake.
Stolen vehicles. Deputies said they were able to identify Webb as the person involved in these break-ins after him and three other teens broke into cars in Pittsford back in January, took off, crashed a stolen vehicle, just wreaking havoc all over the city. Investigators from the sheriff's office said they made the connection after interviewing all four teens. And after both of these break-ins, Webb faced the following charges: 2 counts of petite larceny, 3 counts of criminal mischief, and was issued an appearance ticket. And then, of course, he was released. And it is frustrating. The Ontario County Sheriff's Office said it's quite frustrating for law enforcement, not just, you know, us individuals in the community. They see a person committing crimes repeatedly, and that is quite common for people to do. Commit the same crime over and over again. One deputy actually said he arrested the same guy about a dozen times.
Yeah.
He said because he believes that these repeated offenders, they already know what their punishment is going to be because of the New York State bail reform law. You get a slap on the wrist, you get an appearance ticket.
You're done with it.
And that's how it goes. Around and around and around we go. Coming up on the show, do you need to get something off your chest this morning? Now would be the time to do it. 585-252-9800. Send us your messages. Send us your hot takes. Send us your unpopular opinions. There I said it. It's coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
It's time to clear
the air.
That's right. On PXY Mornings, it's There I Said It, 585-252-9800. If you guys want to get something off your chest, and I know you do, because some of you are pissed.
No, they're shaking piss.
When are they not? When we do this segment.
Every morning.
We allow you to vent. You got 7 minutes. The timer starts now. And let's get right into it. Mallory is here. She says, hi, guys. Weird take, but I wanted to say this on air. So people who are possibly short order cooks hear this. And she wrote in all caps. Talk about pissed. Stop putting milk in eggs. It's disgusting. There I said it. I will say it makes them fluffy. It does make them fluffy.
I've been getting the egg ick recently. Maybe that's because they're just so expensive. That's giving me the ick as well. Have you ever gotten the egg ick?
Not yet. No. I bought 6 of them yesterday.
You guys have never gotten the egg ick where you eat eggs too much and then like one day you just wake up and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to puke?
I had the oatmeal cream pie ick once. I was eating a lot of oatmeal cream pies. You ever have that?
No. It seems like a personal thing.
You never had that?
No.
Damn you, little Debbie. Damn you.
He's like, I had the cosmic brownie ick once. Right. This is just something that, like, sometimes people get the chicken ick.
Yeah.
Like, you just eat too much chicken, and then one day you just, like, really think about what you're eating, and you're like, oh, I'll never eat this again, and then you eat it again, like, 3 weeks. But anyways.
I was thinking about doing rotisserie chicken reviews. Like, what grocery store has the best rotisserie chicken? You know what I'm saying?
Costco.
Would you watch
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like a wholesale.
Sam's Club.
Yeah, Wegmans, the rosemary garlic herb.
Knowing you, you'd like...
You can't go there.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe, for keeping him accountable.
I haven't.
How many times have you gone there?
What?
How many times have you gone to Wegmans during Lent?
Accidentally? Three times, accidentally.
How does one do an accident three times? At that point, it's just a pattern. At that point, it's a habit.
Let's go over to this person this morning.
Not you deflecting.
Celebrating your birthday at work is the saddest place to do it. There, I said it. Nobody enjoys coworkers you don't even have a relationship with singing to you. They're doing it so they can get a free slice of cake. Don't let them get a piece of cake, you guys. Don't let them get the cake. They don't deserve it.
I literally have a bin underneath our desk of just happy birthday decorations.
It is the saddest. I used to work in a place. I hate it. I hated it. And it was just five people standing around in a break room. Happy birthday. I'm like, we really don't have to do this.
We don't have to do it.
Yes, we do.
It's your birthday, Phil.
We did it for Lucky a couple months ago. I know, but he's 92.
The office goldfish? What is happening here?
Oh, it's the worst. I hate it.
That's really bad.
Mine for today is powdered deodorant. It's the worst thing ever invented. I will pump my body full of aluminum before I ever use that gross chalk under my armpits.
What's powdered deodorant?
Yeah, I've never heard of that, dude.
It's just the white leaves residue all over
your clothing. Benjamin Franklin called. He wants his deodorant back. What is this, something they used in the early 20s?
Well, I'm saying anything that's not clear gel is powdered deodorant. I don't want anything to do with it.
That you're just making stuff up at
this
point.
It's chalky. It's white. That's what people use.
Okay, so wait. This is not powder. This is like...
Oh my God, that's so disgusting. You could probably see it under your armpits.
No, you can't.
It leaves residue all over your clothes.
Moose, you're wrong about this one.
Yeah, there's a certain thing as... Oh my God.
I don't need you to fact check me on that.
Thank God we have an intern. I can't do it fast enough.
It's like baby powder, but deodorant.
Right.
That's what powdered...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What did you think about...
No, you just said
You just said a stick?
You just said that this is powdered deodorant.
All right, but it's still in a stick form.
No.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What is your gel in form of? A goop?
No.
Roll on?
It's a stick.
Oh my God.
All I'm saying is that
shooting yourself.
I prefer the clear gel over whatever that you have holding in your hand. I would never use something like that.
Okay, we took a really, really long way to get
I don't
to
understand why this is so hard for the two of you to digest.
Because you're wrong.
Well, how? In what way? It's a personal opinion.
Well, you're not clarifying your opinion. Is it chalk or is it this, like, it's more like a paste.
Once you put it on, I feel like it turns chalky and then it leaves a residue, which I don't enjoy.
Maybe
that.
You're just not using good deodorant.
Yeah, that is true.
It's all name brand stuff.
I've never had a problem
Gillette,
with my Old Spice.
The best a man can get.
Yeah, you got the blue, like the blue clear. Oh. What is it? It's white?
I use the Gentleman's Blend stuff.
What, Old Spice?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about? Ugh, it smells like my grandpa. Rip. Anyways, mine for today is this. I cannot stand, it actually infuriates me, when somebody who's a man or a couple... Mm-hmm. comes up and says, we're pregnant. You're not pregnant, Jonathan. You're not carrying a baby. It's your wife who's pregnant. It pisses me off.
Takes
when
two.
When people say,
it does take
we
two.
Are pregnant.
Yeah, it takes two.
Look how pissed she is.
We are not pregnant. If we were pregnant, I would have a baby bump and so would you.
I would say the same thing. Hey, listen, this was a team effort. We both contributed. The only reason she's pregnant is because of me. I'm also having a baby. We're having a child. We're pregnant.
You can say we're having a child, but to say we are pregnant, one person is actively pregnant. Oh my God, it makes me so mad.
It's that demon semen. Let's go over to Lori. Lori says, a dog and cat is 100 times easier to take care of than a fish. There, I said it. I will never purchase another fish again. Taking apart a fish tank and cleaning it from the inside out is a nightmare. I do not recommend.
That is a smell that will stick with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, for sure.
It's vile.
I have accidentally killed multiple fish doing this because I get distracted and leave the fish on the counter for too long and they die.
Yeah, because you can't.
You gotta put them back.
You can't put them in like sink water.
You got to put them back.
And the reason it smells so bad is because their feces is just all over the floor of the aquarium.
I told you, Joe, about my first pet ever, Forrest Gump. He was a betta fish.
Mm-hmm.
I overfed him. He died within 3 days. Then I had to clean the fish tank. It was a horrific experience for a 9-year-old.
Nine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Forrest.
Again, the BetterHelp subscription is coming soon.